Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 54. A Racine man is facing drug-related charges after a 16-year-old was found dead after allegedly taking oxycodone he supplied. 22-year-old Alexander Johnson has been charged with contributing to the delinquency of a child, delivery of narcotics, maintaining a drug trafficking place, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Police and paramedics were called to Johnson's home just after 8 o'clock Monday morning when the victim was found not breathing. The teen was pronounced dead at the scene. According to court documents, Johnson allegedly gave the victim and another man oxycodone the evening of July 4th. They stayed up late watching television and playing video games, doing more of the same and taking more pills on Sunday. Monday morning, the other man noticed the victim didn't look right and efforts to revive him failed. The victim has not been identified and the cause of his death has not yet been determined. Johnson is scheduled to return to court for a preliminary hearing next week. The Racine Police Department is mourning the loss of one of its canines.
Word came that Cheeto was found deceased by his partner, Investigator Sorensen, at home. Lieutenant Al Day says there was no known medical condition, so it's believed that Cheeto died of natural causes, 4 months ahead of a scheduled retirement after 9 years on the force. Lieutenant Days adds that the dog worked with the Street Crimes Unit and will be missed. Photographs of canine Cheeto and Investigator Sorensen are on the Racine Police Department's Facebook page. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.
The Wisconsin Senate has approved a 6% pay raise for state troopers and no raises for 31,000 other state employees over the next 2 years. The Senate voted unanimously this morning in favor of a retroactive contract for the troopers union that includes 3% hikes in each of the next 2 years. The 6% total will carry over into a new contract that has yet to be negotiated. The troopers have not been given a pay hike since 2009. A compensation plan for other state workers, the one with no raises, was approved 19-14 with all Senate Democrats voting no. When it comes to the funding proposal for a new Milwaukee Bucks arena, State Senator Van Wongard says it continues to be a no-brainer for him. Rejected, and the team leaves town with a lot of current tax revenue. Wongard says that aside from the team's salary tax revenue, there's still outstanding debt on the Bradley Center that factors into all this.
We're going to be in the hole $120, $130 million from the get-go. Doesn't make any sense, even if you raise the building and said, okay, let's just get out of the business, we'll raise the building, we'll sell the lot. That's $30 to $35 million by the time you pay off the liabilities we have and the cost of raising it.
Senator Wongard notes $1 billion in potential economic development with an arena financing plan and related projects, which has shovels ready to go in the ground right now. The Caledonia Village Board, on a 4-2 vote, said no to spending $30,000 on a financial impact study about forming a school district separate from Racine Unified, a decision that angered several in the audience and brought hints of election repercussions. Trustee Ed Willing was critical of State Representative Tom Weatherston's suggestion that a study needed great detail, while suggesting public momentum on the issue was like a moving train.
And Mr. Weatherston implied, now we've got to think about these, and we've got to think about economic impact and a lot of intangibles. I'm saying no. Honestly, I'm not concerned with people moving the goalposts. I'm concerned with doing something and showing our citizens that we're taking action. That was in April, and this is July, and they're growing impatient and frustrated.
Voting for the study were Trustees Ed Willing and Kevin Wondegard, while President Bob Bradley and Trustees Kathy Trentido, Jim Dobbs, and Dave Pratt voted no. Trustee Lee Wishaw was excused from the meeting. Parts of the state woke up to hazy conditions this morning after smoke from wildfires in Canada drifted down from the upper atmosphere. Gail Good with the State Department of Natural Resources says a cold front that moved through the state yesterday is responsible.
The wildfires in Canada have been burning for some time, but that thick smoke has been basically staying in upper levels of the atmosphere or above us.
Some areas saw high concentrations of particulates, which can cause problems for children, the elderly, and anyone with breathing problems. Most parts of the state have already returned to normal levels. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.